from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Oh, it's back, baby.
It's back.
Hello. Welcome back, Tazzy.
Oh, thank you. I'm a bit out of breath because for the last 5 minutes. So there's something that happens in radio, right? You often hear little bits and pieces of like, you've won the money.
Yeah.
Right? Some of those grabs, and most of those actually, are genuine.
Yeah.
But sometimes if you want to just sound...
Just jazz up the ad.
Yeah, you want to jazz up the ad a little bit. So we'll do these, hey, you've won the money, but record them now.
Yeah.
After the show when we're talking about our podcast. So for the last 5 minutes, Ellie and I have been going, Andrea from Bettina, it's $1,000 coming your way. And there's nobody on the line. We're literally just yelling into the mics.
And then we're trying to get creative.
Does that make sense? It's really hard to explain.
Yeah, it's like you're voicing an ad, effectively.
Yeah.
But, you know.
And then they'll put, you know, Andrea actually winning, you know.
Yeah.
Exactly.
A bit of BTS. Anyway, yeah, I'm out of breath from it all, to be honest. We just gave away so much money.
It's great to be back from holiday. I think we had a great show. I had so much fun.
Yeah.
We went to Vegas. Well, we didn't, but we talked to somebody that was at Vegas. We had some great kiss stories.
Yeah. They kind of felt a bit awkward hearing about people's worst kisses because it was quite a visceral reaction. I feel like you could really put yourself in the teeth clashing moments and stuff.
I think it was such a good phone topic. Mm. We do it again tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
What do you think?
Oh, I don't think we do it again tomorrow. I think we put it in our black book to do again in like a
month. Oh, okay. Write it down. Okay. Yeah. All right. No? Okay. What else is in the black book?
Spider stories, snake stories. Yes. I did some of them while you were away.
Pineapple on pizza that gets a run every 6 months.
Yep. No, good to have you back from holidays, Tazzy.
Good to be back, Ellie.
Enjoy the podcast.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
All eyes have been on Vegas the last couple of days. Not for the Super Bowl. People really sort of glazed over the Super Bowl. The sporting event in Vegas that everybody was looking forward to happened yesterday, the NRL.
Footy is back.
We couldn't go to Vegas.
No.
We were busy.
I'm booking my flights for next year, though, I'll tell you that much. Yeah, absolutely I'm going to go.
Well, there was a guy on the phone with us right now. His name is Ant Healy. He was there at Allegiant Stadium. How you doing, mate?
G'day, g'day. Yeah, this is, we're in Vegas.
Yeah, you are. Are you, like, in a casino right now? Because I just picture anyone in Vegas is reporting to us live from a casino, right?
I am. I'm hiding in the corner of a food court because it seems to be the quietest place of this casino.
How good. Have you had a little flutter yet? Have you had a little, you know, go at the blackjack table?
We have. Yeah, definitely not going that well. I will be flying home economy still. But, the house seems to always win.
How was the NRL last night?
Yeah, the NRL was awesome. The crowd was good. There was a huge crowd. Probably almost, I think it was almost 41,000 in the stadium.
Yep.
And, yeah, awesome vibe. Everyone was, going off. And the stadium was super impressive. And doubleheader, you couldn't really get much better.
What was it that made you want to go over? When did you decide, hey, I'm going to go to Vegas?
Well, we had a few friends got together and when they announced they're going to have a game in Vegas, we thought, well, you know, you need an excuse to go to Vegas and we're all NRL supporters.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's no better time than go, well, let's go for the first round. So we jumped on board, booked it, and here we are.
40,000 people were in the stadium as well. They're saying it's an overwhelming success. Was there anybody famous they were showing on the big screen? Because us in Australia, we didn't really get that level.
Yeah, a lot of players. I think a lot of Rams players were there. A few of the NBA guys might have been there. But, apart from that, we probably missed out on seeing all the big names. I don't know exactly who was there.
And
got no goss for you.
No worries. That's all right.
Come on, Ant. Yeah, we're sending you out as a roving reporter. We want, you know, Hugh Jackman gave me his donut or something.
That's right. If I knew about the call yesterday, I would have been on the field doing some investigating.
That's fair. Speaking of donuts, what's the food like at Allegiant? Do they have those big, like cheese stations, like a sauce station, and one of them is a cheese that you can put on your chippies? Because I went to the baseball in America once and I was blown away.
They do. And the food, look, there is some great food over here, but to be honest, the majority of the food here in Vegas, unless you're going to some of the good restaurants, there's a big gap between good, food and good food.
Mm. Well, we are talking to a private chef now, Ant. So you're the man. You're the man to comment on this sort of thing.
There's a lot of, portion size is huge. Drink size is huge. So, yeah, it's not the healthiest few days of my life, I can tell you that.
Hey, Ant, judging from, you know, the people sitting around you, how much of the crowd do you think were American and how many were Aussies who'd flown over for it?
Well, I was super surprised. I thought a few Australians would go, but literally as soon as we touched down at the airport and jumped in a taxi to come to the hotel, the taxi drivers, everyone just knew straight away. They're like, right, you're Aussie, you're going to the NRL game.
Wow.
They knew everything. And they were like, we haven't seen this many Australians in Vegas at one time. You know, it was, you're walking around all the hotels like the day before, the morning of, everyone's got their gear on. Everyone's just representing their, you know, their clubs. Even here, you know, there's stalls set up and, you know, selling caps with like neon lights with Broncos and Rabbitohs and things like that. So, you know, I think Aussies probably would have been definitely, you know, majority. But quite a few people living over here came. We met a few people from the States who just jumped on board. So I reckon it would have to be about, I don't know, it has to be 70% Aussies. But
yeah.
Who knows?
How good.
They said that 15,000 were booked early from Australia. 5,000 in the stand were actually Super League fans from the UK.
Yeah, right.
But they're probably predicting a lot more.
Yeah, a lot of English, a lot of British here.
How cool is that? Great to see. Cool. Hey, some call it the Rugby League in Las Vegas. I like to call it Reece Walsh, the Eras Tour. And thanks for joining us from Vegas, mate.
No worries, no worries. We'll talk soon if I make it back.
Yeah, sounds can you bring good. Us one of those light-up souvenir things with the Broncos?
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Done. What are we doing? Broncos all round?
Yes, please.
Sure, yeah.
Easy.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
I'm about to tell you a story of woe and misery, Taz.
Welcome We're supposed to be holidays. Upbeat, you know, feel good, drive home, and you come in going, woe and misery. Woe and misery.
For your woeful drive home, we're Ellie and Taz. Yeah. No, well,
welcome back from a 2-week holiday, Taz. Yeah, no props.
You know when things happen in our lives, like bad things, annoying things, you get like really frustrated, but then you go, at least I can talk about it on the radio and then it's worth going through.
Okay.
That's the type of morning that I had this morning. So I woke up after...
This is the equivalent, isn't it, of you decompressing your day at work.
Yes, you're my therapist right now.
People get home and they go, how's your day, love? And they go, oh, Trudy, it worked today. This is your equivalent of that.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay.
Except The Simpsons isn't on and I can't pretend to ignore you.
Shh. I'm telling you about my woeful morning.
Yes.
So I woke up this morning and I just...
Don't
I wasn't,
forget the misery. There's woe and misery.
There is misery.
This.
The misery is coming about halfway through. You'll hear the misery.
Oh, wait.
Pick him.
Look forward to that.
So I woke up and I was like, ugh. Just not feeling it.
That's the woe.
I was feeling down. I was feeling a bit anxious for no reason. I was just like, you know what? I'm not feeling it today. So I cancelled my gym class. And I said, I'm going to have a mental health morning. I'm going to take the next few hours and just go and do things that make me happy.
Now, why didn't you feel good? Because you don't start work until midday. You then come in at midday and you have lunch for like 45 minutes. You make coffee. You chat to people. You really don't sit down to do any work until 2 p.m.
Yes, but I had a busy weekend.
You also have a co-host now who's back and takes a half the amazing work and really heavy workload that you've got.
Okay, and I'm also a female and we have hormones that we can't explain.
No, fair.
Okay, so that was probably it.
Okay.
Anyway, woke up, I was like, okay. So I'm going to take my scooter for a scoot to the beach.
Great.
That was my plan.
Yeah.
So I got the scooter, scooting along, starting to feel a little bit better. Had to
Your
bypass.
Music's run out.
Oh, okay. Oh, should I do a violin now? There we go. Had to bypass the gym because I didn't want them to see me. Scooted to Alex Beach, and as I was scooting along, this is where the misery starts to kick in.
Yeah.
Okay, I went
what
to
we've
go
all been waiting for.
Went to scoot under a tree branch. And the tree branch, I didn't duck enough, so the tree branch hit me in the head, and my helmet came off.
Oh no!
But not fully off, so it was like choking me. It was around my neck.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, gosh. And so I was a bit frazzled, but I kept scooting along until I got to the surf club.
Yeah.
And then I realised the music in my ears had stopped.
Right.
One of my AirPods in the commotion had fallen out. So I'm like trying to juggle my scooter. I turn around and scoot back looking for this AirPod. It could be anywhere. It's like 200 metre stretch that it could have fallen out.
Yeah.
So I'm looking everywhere. Da, da, da. And then this guy is like, excuse me. I said, yeah. He goes, can you hold my two dogs? I just need to go and get something from the road because people are driving over. There was like a t-shirt or something on the road. He's like, I'm worried that's a danger.
Yeah.
So he gives me his two dogs who are these, what's your dog?
A mastiff.
A mastiff. I'm pretty
sure
that's
what he had. Two big mastiffs.
Two massive, like, behemoth dogs.
They're bigger than you.
And I'm juggling my e-scooter, still, like, choking from my helmet falling off.
One ear pod playing Spice Girls in one ear.
Worried that the AirPod is being trampled on by passers-by.
Yeah.
And I'm holding these two bull mastiffs.
Don't stop moving.
Then I'm like, all right, I can't find it. I'm going to go get my coffee and just regroup. So I go get my coffee.
From what are you regrouping? You're scooting along. You're not at work like everybody else on the coast at this time in the morning. You're helping out a civilian.
I'm frazzled.
Who's helping some road safety. You're looking after the dogs that are what? Big.
Yes.
They're not scary, though.
No, they were lovely.
No, they were lovely dogs. Yeah, exactly. You're on your scooter. You're having a mental health morning. What are you decompressing from? I've had enough. I've been, you know what? I'm back. I've been back for 2 hours of this. Under the pumps next,
you know,
or whatever.
What? My mental health is getting worse. Thanks a lot, Taz.
Sing it. Repeat after me.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
We want to talk about kissing.
That's a real big release at the end there, isn't it? Have a listen to the separation in that.
That's like someone sucking out the last of a Zupa Dupa, you know?
Glad you said Zupa Dupa. What's the story?
The juicy bits at the end. The stuff that's melted. Bombshell news that's dropped overnight. Apparently, Leonardo DiCaprio is a bad kisser.
Oh, who's saying this?
Bombshell, right?
He's only dating supermodels.
Well, that's the thing. So a Playboy model.
Okay.
Guess how old?
22.
Okay.
I was way off.
Surprise, surprise. Her name is Hike Konings. I don't know if I've pronounced that right, but we'll go with it. So she saw Leo in a club in LA.
Yeah.
And they made eyes and went over, got talking.
He asked her age.
He probably didn't need to. She looks pretty young, to be honest. And so they had a quick little smooch. Oh, gosh, in the corner of the club, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Now she's come out and said, hey, Leo is not a good kisser.
Okay.
He was very average. He asked her to go home with him.
Yes.
And she said no, which he was a bit shocked by.
I'm going to defend Leo here just because, you'd hate this to be about you, wouldn't you?
Oh.
One kiss. Very hard to judge somebody off one kiss. I have done that. I will tell the story later.
Have you?
One kiss, very tough. You learn, don't you? You get better over time.
Yeah, and a club kiss is never a good kiss. You know, if you're macking on with someone in the corner of a club.
Macking on.
Chances are.
Is it 2004?
It's not it's more of a like.
So we're going to open the phone lines, 545-11-919. Describe the worst kiss you ever had. Because we have prizes galore this afternoon. You could be taking the family to Freestyle Kings Live. They are coming here to the Sunshine Coast Stadium, March 23. You can grab your tickets right now at tickettech.com.au. Win your family these tickets. All you have to do is describe what makes a really bad kiss for you.
Yeah, and maybe it was a particular situation, you know, maybe like you were in a car together and you slipped and licked his cheek instead of, I don't know. Not speaking from experience, although I will say kissing in cars on first dates, the worst.
No,
so
it's
stressful.
Cute.
No, because you like
it's cute.
You don't know, like you're going to get out of the car and you don't know if they're gonna kiss, and then you gotta get the seatbelt out of the way and lean across the bloody gear stick. Oh, it's the worst. Alicia's in Palmview. Hi, Alicia.
Hi.
Tell us, have you had a bad kiss?
I have. I've got to say it's pretty up there with one of the worst I've had anyway. It was another club kiss. And you know when they just go in for it and you don't expect it to happen. But it happened. And funnily enough, it was someone I used to go to high school with, and it was one of those, like, everyone had a crush on him. So it was like, oh, my God. And he went full open mouth, teeth over the lips.
What?
I was like, mate, like just wondering when it was going to end. Like he was trying to eat my face. I was like, oh, thank God that's over.
And you'd looked forward to it for so many years.
Oh, the mystery was over. It was dead.
Oh.
Teeth over the lips. So, like, that is quite legitimately Cookie Monster vibes.
Up there with bad club kisses.
Oh,
love it, Alicia. Me, at the end of a first date once, had a kiss. So bad. It was too much teeth
going on. Shouldn't be any, but there was. It was too much, and I went, actually, I feel really bad. It is the only time I've ever ghosted.
Oh, from a bad kiss.
Yeah.
You ghosted.
I ghosted. I went, I can't train out of that. That's it.
Wow.
There's no teaching.
Did they have really big teeth or something? Was that the problem?
Like, I don't think so.
No. Okay, cool. There you go. All right.
I'm like a horrible human being. Let's talk about Leo for a bit. Gee, he can't kiss.
No, we'll take this limelight off
you. Take the heat off.
And go to Rodney from Perigian. Rodney, have you had a bad kiss in your time?
I did. Unfortunately, it was with my ex-wife. That didn't last, but we had a very, very awkward kiss. It was, she was a Canadian, I was an Australian. I travelled across to Canada and it was a long flight. You're looking at about, it was with layovers, it was about 20 hours. Ooh. So I was jet lagged.
Yeah.
You know, like the classic like movie where you see each other at the airport, you give each other a big smooch.
Yeah.
We went for it and we banged heads and we bit lips. Oh. It was not romantic at all.
Banged heads and bit lips.
Rod.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, and you would have had airport breath as well. You know, like you've been sitting on the plane all the time.
It was not romantic at all.
No. Were you furiously chewing on the extra on the plane just to make sure?
I had a little packet of Tic Tacs that I picked up from like the Brisbane airport. Yeah.
Oh, shame. And, you know, obviously the relationship didn't work out. Do you think it is all come down to that singular kiss?
Nah, there was external reasons.
It got better. All right, well, great story, Rob. Thanks so much for your call, bud.
Not a problem, guys. Have a great afternoon.
You too, bud. Let's go now. Andrew and Bettina, is that you?
It is.
Tell us, have you had a bad kiss in your time?
I am going to ruin your band name.
Oh, Soggy. Soggy Washing?
Soggy Washing.
Why?
Because that's the best description of this kiss.
Oh, is it a really sloppy one?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just cringing.
Who was it with? Tell us everything.
Someone in the past.
So if we did have a band, we could
come up with another band name now.
So you wouldn't come to Soggy Washing's debut performance?
No, I can't come to Soggy Washing's.
Love it, Andrea.
Belly and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Gen Z are known for making up words left, right, and centre. They're changing the meaning of emojis, even.
Yeah.
The laughing emoji, you don't use that to laugh anymore.
I still do, though, because I am millennial strong. You know? I'm like, you know what? That is exactly how I'm feeling. I'm crying with laughter. I'm going to use it.
Did you just invent a term?
Millennial strong?
Yeah.
Yeah. What of it, bruh?
We both are millennial strong. Well, there's a guy going around on TikTok at the moment, very viral. He's a teacher of young Gen Z students. Mm-hmm. He invents his own slang and tries to get them to believe him. Have a listen.
I love this.
The first one, mute. I think at this point, saying low key or on the low is just played out. So always say like, hey guys, you can use your phones, but on the mute, like low key. And the last one, feta. This is a negative thing. Feta cheese is very crumbly. It falls apart easily. So you'd say something like, oh, you did great on the multiple choice section of the test. And then you got to the essay, total feta.
I mean, feta's my favourite type of cheese, so I don't know if I can get around the last one.
But it's crumbly, though. Like, you know.
I suppose he's got a point.
But what he does is he says that he'll drop that in conversation and the kids will say, what are you just saying? Mm. He goes, oh, it's on TikTok. People are using the word feta now.
Oh, and how embarrassing cool for a kid to not know what's on TikTok.
If your teacher is cooler than you, so then you start to believe him.
Yeah.
And they might start using feta around the school. So we thought we'd come up with some and we thought, instead of us creating them, let's go to AI. Let's see how AI can create a Gen Z slang. So I've asked AI a question. I've said, invent new Gen Z slang.
Oh, God. Very specific, yeah.
That Gen Z would use and give me a definition for the fake word.
Okay.
Have a listen.
What's AI?
I don't think we need to be worried about AI taking over anytime soon. Okay, here's the first one. Yeah, hey, Taz, how about the word snacktastic?
Oh.
It's an adjective that describes something incredibly delicious or satisfying, like a snack that brings you pure joy and happiness. So next time you have a mouth-watering treat, you can say it's snacktastic.
AI is getting its lunch money stolen, isn't it?
So I've said, okay, can you give me another word, but make it cooler?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Taz, how about the word chillaxify?
No!
It's a verb that means to relax and unwind in a super chill and carefree way. So the next time you want to kick back and take it easy, just chillaxify and let all your worries melt away. And then I went, can you give me something that Gen Z would use?
Yeah,
like, try and make
on,
it a bit
AI.
More Gen Z.
Yeah.
Hey, Taz.
Oh, it really loves addressing you, doesn't it?
How about the word epicool?
No!
It's an adjective that describes epic and cool to something that is not only awesome, but also has a unique and stylish vibe. So when you come across something that's mind-blowing, you can say it's epicool.
So literally all AI is doing is merging two words together and using the exact same definition of the original words.
We're in no strife for AI taking over anytime soon. I have created one.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Sheen.
What is sheen?
Sheen. You can take the sheen off something if it's not new anymore.
Yeah.
So I think if you buy something, you're wearing new clothes, you got the sheen. What about that?
What if it's Charlie Sheen doing it?
No.
That's
no,
all
no.
I think of.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM. Ellie and Taz's a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Bits of bangers.
Right now, though, no cash up for grabs, but a family pass to Freestyle Kings' regional tour. Kings? No.
Freestyle Kings Live is coming to Sunshine Coast Stadium 23rd of March. You can grab your tickets now at ticketek.com.au or from playing Bits of Bangers with us this afternoon. Please welcome the Sunshine Coast. Can you give them a huge Sunny Coast welcome to Lauren from Parriera. Hello, Loz.
Hi.
So, I don't know if my round of applause was good enough. Apologies. No, that didn't work either.
No, terrible. And Luke from Mountain Creek. G'day, mate.
How you doing?
Hey, g'day, Luke. All right, you two are going head-to-head right now in this game. We're going to play you a bit of a banger, and you need to tell us the title and artist of the song, okay?
Okay.
First person to get it will be taking their family to Freestyle Kings. Your names are your buzzers. So quick test of the buzzers. Loz and Luke. Yeah, well done. Yeah. We got there in the end. Oh.
Short and sweet. I like this.
A lot of moving parts.
Finger on the pulse, I can tell.
One second of a song, guys. We need it. First person to buzz in, get it right. Go, Ellie.
Another second?
Yeah, what'd you say? Another second? You know what?
Another second?
I'll give you another second. I'll give you 2 seconds.
Yeah, here we go. Thought you ever had it, no, you ain't from the start. Have we got a 3 second
I've got
clip?
A 3 second off. Why are men great till they gotta be great? Oh, Luke, yes?
I could sing it to you.
That would be wonderful. We would love to hear that. I think I speak on behalf of the entire Sunshine Coast saying we'd love to hear that.
Yeah, go on, Luke.
Oh, man, I know I got to be, man. My daughter's just getting out of the car. She's like, nah, I don't want nothing to do with this.
Oh, no.
She's literally, I mean, it's raining a lot out there.
Just got out of the car.
Loz, do you want to have a shot?
No, I play the song, but I've got no idea.
Why men great till they gotta be great? All right, do you know what? I'm going to play you the chorus of the song, and it says the name of it in there, okay? So the first of you to buzz in when you know it. Here we go. Why men great till they gotta be great? Don't text me, tell it straight to my face. Best friend set me down in the salon chair. Shampoo, maybe it doesn't get you
out of this isn't the chorus.
This is the part of the
This is a bridge.
Oh, here we go. True hearts need something more exciting. Anything in there?
Something more exciting?
Well, Tazzy, I've got to call it. The song
Truth hurts.
It's called Truth Hurts.
Truth hurts, guys. And the truth is neither of you are going to get to the Freestyle Kings.
Oh, you'll have another chance later in the show, though, guys. Oh, good effort. Bits of bangers. It's too hard for today.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.